from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Dominica's Marpin Telecoms launches a formal complaint in Washington against cable and wireless. Jamaica's two leading political figures urge to bury their differences to save lives, and the Caribbean's asked to accommodate a British Airways drive to improve profits. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The battle of the telecoms companies in Dominica is entering a new phase. It's being taken to a regulatory body in the United States, the Federal Communications Commission. Fed up with not being able to persuade Cable and Wireless Dominica to facilitate interconnection, Marpin Telecoms and Broadcasting has enlisted the help of a U.S.-based law firm to make its case to the FCC. Marpin is lodging a formal complaint it hopes will push Cable and Wireless into granting the necessary interconnection and result in the recovery of losses Marpin Telecoms estimates at well over $3 million, Natalie Williams reports.
The formal complaint lodged before the U.S. Federal Communications Commission targets U.S.-based Cable and Wireless Incorporated, Cable and Wireless USA, and the London-based parent company Cable and Wireless PLC. It accuses them of having failed to restrain the alleged anti-competitive activities of their respective affiliate and wholly owned subsidiary Cable and Wireless Dominica Limited. At issue is the question of interconnection for Marpin Telecoms and Broadcasting.